Madame Strange, Teller of the Future by R.A. Conti. Book 1, The Farm. Chapter 1. Bianca lifted her RV's creaky hood, propped it open with a stick, placed a distress banner in the window, and sat in the driver's seat. She waited on a desolate blacktop road in rural Pennsylvania. It was a warm October afternoon. There were rolling fields as far as she could see and no people anywhere. No cell phone signal either. Bianca didn't know if the road had a name. She waited for someone to come by and rescue her. She had waited on roads like this a few times. Someone always showed up to help. Men were often eager to aid an attractive, stranded woman in what was nearly a wilderness. But Bianca wasn't merely a helpless woman. She was so much more, as someone would soon discover. It wasn't until dusk that a rescue looked possible. A tractor trailer lumbered down the road toward Bianca. The truck slowed and its air brace wheezed it to a stop. A gangly young man stepped down from the cab. He looked too young to shave, let alone drive a huge semi. "Are you in trouble, ma'am?" the baby-faced driver asked. He had a friendly voice, and Bianca liked him immediately. "Yeah, she broke down. No phone service out here. Nobody's been down this road for hours. If I didn't have a bathroom inside, I'd have been in real trouble." "I'm sure you could have used the field, ma'am. The corn don't mind." Bianca laughed. "I'll remember that for next time." "Does this happen often?" "Not a lot, but enough to piss me off. You know anything about motors?" "A little. Let me get a flashlight." "Say, what's your name?" "Mine's Bianca." "Oh, how do you do, Bianca? I'm Rodney." "What you hauling, Rodney?" "Dog food. Lots of dog food." "Where you headed?" "Warehouse in New Jersey." "I'm no expert, but I think you're a long way from New Jersey. We're somewhere in rural Pennsylvania." "Don't I know it? But where the hell am I in rural Pennsylvania?" Rodney thought. He was too mannerly to say it out loud. He got a flashlight, looked under the hood, couldn't make any sense of what he saw there, and gave up. "Sorry, ma'am." "Bianca." "Sorry, Bianca. I can't see anything obvious that I'd know how to fix. I'm afraid I can't help you." "That's okay. Thanks for stopping anyway. I guess I'll just spend the night here."
"Reckon I will, too. What do you mean?"
"I'm powerful lost. Maybe I should just wait until daylight to start off again. Plus, my fuel's low."
"Oh, well, since we're going to be neighbors for the night, are you hungry? I'm broke down, but I have lots of food and I haven't eaten yet. You up for a hot meal?"
"Yes, ma'am." "You wouldn't also have a map, would you? My GPS is busted."
"A paper map. You know, I think I might have one somewhere. Come on in. I'll look for it while supper's warming up."
Bianca stepped out of the driver's seat and walked toward the RV's back door. Rodney followed her and noticed writing on the side of the RV. "Madam Strange, Teller of the Future," it read.
"Did you buy this RV recently, ma'am?" he asked as he stepped inside.
"No, I've had it for years. Why do you ask?"
"It has writing on the side. Must have belonged to someone else before you."
"You never had it wiped clean?"
"Oh, that. No, that's me."
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I see. Rodney wondered if he should get back into his cab and drive down the road a piece to wait the night. Bianca saw his hesitation. She was used to people being cautious around her.
"Still want that map and dinner?"
"I guess so. Have a seat. I'll see what I can rustle up."
Bianca found some leftover hearty soup. The RV's propane tank was full. She put the soup on the stove to heat it up and found some day-old multigrain bread.
"Not going to be fancy, but it'll stick to your ribs, that's for sure."
"Thank you kindly, ma'am."
Bianca gave up wanting Rodney to use her name. She liked his formal respect, though. Someone raised him right, she thought. She had a cabinet full of odd papers and rustled around till she found an old road atlas. "This thing's pretty outdated, but it's all I got."
"It'll do fine, I'm sure," Rodney replied.
He flipped through the pages. Bianca stirred the soup. She got out two bowls and spoons and then plated the bread.
"Here it is," Rodney said as he found the Pennsylvania map page and tried to trace his route along the turnpike.
Bianca served his soup, then her own, and then sat down at the cramped table. Rodney moved the map so she had room for the bread.
"Help yourself. Eat while it's hot."
"Thanks, I will. Just let me see. I think I got off here. But why? It's nowhere near New Jersey."
"Maybe the sign was wrong," Bianca suggested.
"Must have been. Now how do I get back on? This map doesn't show roads like this one, does it?"
"Probably not. People use GPS now anyway.
My GPS gets me in trouble even when it's not busted. But this time I could have probably really used it."
Eat your food, Rodney. The map can wait. Okay, ma'am. Say, this is good. Did you make it? Old family recipe, a blend of several different cans of Campbell's soups, simmered to perfection, topped with fragrant exotic cheeses from the 7-Eleven. You're a regular gourmet, aren't you? Rodney joked. He was starting to feel more at ease with Bianca. I often have to eat in a hurry, so I'm good at improvising. Well, I like this. Maybe you can give me the recipe. I get tired of sandwiches for every meal, you know? Bianca nodded. Just then a horn sounded outside the RV. Who's that? Rodney asked. He looked out as a white pickup truck stopped in front of his tractor trailer. A woman got out, looked in the cab, then at the RV, and walked toward them. Bianca watched him. The woman knocked on the RV door and called out, "Hello? Do you need any help?" She had the sweetest voice Rodney had ever heard. "Please come in," Bianca replied. The door opened. Rodney gasped when he saw the pretty girl. "Woman," he reminded himself. "They're all women now." She stepped into the RV. "Are you in trouble?" she asked, smiling. "Yeah, thanks for stopping. I'm broke down and Rodney here is lost." "Is that your rig?" Rodney nodded. "You're lost? Where are you going?" "New Jersey. I got off the turnpike. Somehow I ended up here. If I hadn't seen Bianca here, I don't know what I would have done. Hi, Bianca. I'm Cindy. And you are?" "Rodney. Nice to meet you both." "Can I look at your motor, Bianca? Can you fix it?" "Ain't many I can't fix, but maybe this one will be different." "Wonderful. Let me get you a flashlight." "I got my phone for a flashlight. Only thing it's good for out here in the middle of nowhere." She looked at Rodney. He wondered if she was thinking he was a loser without a GPS or a phone. Cindy noticed the map. "That won't do you much good. It only shows the main roads." "We figured that out," Bianca replied. "Does this road even have a name?" "It probably does, but darned if I remember what it is. Time's a-wastin'. It's almost dark. Been getting colder at nights. Not pleasant to be out here in the RV or a truck. Let me see what I can do to help." Cindy walked to the open hood, shined her light on the motor, reached in, tinkered with some wires, and walked back to the RV door. "Ma'am, you want to give me the key? I'll try her out." Bianca handed Cindy the key. A moment later, she had the RV purring like it was new. "Okay. That's one down. Now you, mister." "Rodney." "Yeah, Rodney. Don't know if I can help you as easy. We're a long way from the turnpike. I might be able to direct you how to get back." Rodney hoped she would direct him, seated inside his cab so he could be close to her a while longer. "I could follow you and then bring you back here," Bianca suggested. She had already noticed that Rodney was interested in Cindy, and hoped that Cindy might feel the same way about him. "Well, that won't work. I gotta be home soon. My uncle's waiting dinner. It's a long ride to the turnpike." "Is there a rest stop nearby? I'm low on fuel," Rodney said. "Boy, you really messed yourself up," Cindy exclaimed. Rodney's face fell. "Sorry. My bluntness sometimes puts people off." "I'm not put off," Rodney replied boldly. Bianca grinned. Maybe she just found out why she was there.